What is up, my lovely people of the valley, and happy hump day. I hope everyone's ready for clear skies and awesomeness, because it is Talking with Tubers with Patrick Ramos. And today, I have with me a very special guest. I think she's pretty special, not in that sense. You guys, she looks like Beyonce. Her name is Jaylen Taylor. I swear to you when I say this, and you can, you know, take my word off for it, she's gonna be the next big thing. Oh. Like, you know, like how Radio Disney has the next big thing? She is the next big thing.
I totally wanted to do that when I was younger, too.
Boom, there you go. History, and I didn't even know. So, how you been today?
I'm great, how are you?
Pretty good. How was getting from, like, here? I was getting here.
Well, my sense of directions is pretty bad, so considering I had to walk around the school like 3 times to find where to meet you. But other than that, at least I got a good workout.
Mind you, she does go to Pierce, you guys.
All my classes are in the same building, okay?
So, as I said, she is going to be... She's had many... No exaggeration when I said she has had many YouTube channels in the past. So she... I'm not going to say she hasn't stuck to one thing, but she's still finding herself as an artist, which is amazing. You don't hear a lot of people like that who tend to try to find themselves first before making the public demand, but she's here. So what was the origin? What is the origin story of your YouTube escapade, I should say?
Well, I found YouTube through a friend at a sleepover. She wanted to show me a video, and I had never heard of this before, and I was really confused at how she was going to look up a song on the internet and play a video for me. Like, I was just this really sheltered internet kid who just played video games on the computer. And when she showed me the video, I was like, oh my gosh, this site is amazing. And she said, well, we can make a video. And I was like, really? And she said, yeah, of course. So we ended up having a sleepover for her birthday, and we made our first video on a channel called Jazzy Rolly, which was called iBuddy. And that video racked up a pretty good amount of views, and I was pretty proud of it. And we did a couple more videos after that. And I actually ended up moving. And so when I actually moved, then I kind of stopped for a little bit, because I just was watching the videos. I was so amazed by it rather than making them like I had been before.
So you said that she showed you a video and that inspired you to begin this entire journey through YouTube. What was the first video that she showed you that inspired you, and who was it from? Like, who was the creator of the video?
The first video, and the first person I actually ever subscribed to, was Ryan Higa, and the video was How to Be Ninja.
Now, if you guys don't know who Ryan Higa is, he is a very popular YouTube... He's a veteran of YouTube, I would like to say. He's been on it for a long time. One of his original videos is How to Be Ninja. The other ones were... If you guys know any of them that pop up, is like the ShamWoohoo commercials, the...
How to Be Gangster.
How to Be Gangster, Hooked on Phonics. Those, that's a really good inspiration. It's a really good basis. So I'm guessing that the videos that you went as an inspiration after that would be like slightly skits related and...
Yes, they were like skits and parodies and just anything that Ryan created, I thought, okay, I have to create my own version of this. I have to kind of take his idea and how would I do this differently? And that kind of just became like my practice videos, and they were all really, really dumb and crappy quality, but I had fun with it, and that's what I care about.
So what, give us an example of like what you used to do, whether like it was a skit or if it was a parody commercial, like what was something that you like remember that pops up to you the most?
Definitely the most vivid memory I have of a video was creating a commercial with my friend about stink people, because Ryan made a video called Rant on Stink People, and we were like, we should make a commercial on how to buy these people deodorant. So we made like this fake charity that would, like, if people sent a dollar, 90% of that dollar would go to buy us a new TV so that we could watch deodorant commercials for inspiration. And then whatever was left over, which would be like 10 cents of a dollar, would go to buying people deodorant. That's the most vivid one that pops out.
I could clearly see why. It sounds like a really funny concept. Stink people, buy deodorant. So now you guys know. If any guys are looking for the title of this radio show, it's going to be called Stink People.
Or I remember a video we made. I used to have a huge Justin Bieber obsession, and we made a video on how to properly stalk Justin Bieber.
How do you do that?
I'd rather not say.
Is it really? It's that detailed?
It's that detailed.
Will it work today?
I think it would, if done properly. It might.
Well, I'm going to talk to you after this, and I'm going to... again, like you said, that you've done many, many types of channels. What were... So you said your original idea was for, like, skits and mm-hmm. stuff. What else have you done? And then, in your own opinion, which ones have kind of gotten more of a base than others, if that makes sense?
I tried covers. Covers had a really interesting base. It wasn't a huge base, but that was definitely the most interesting people I had worked with. I had just random iPod videos, and that was just like kind of vlogging, I guess. I did a few vlogs, and I did rants with my friends, and that one got the most people into it. I wouldn't say the most subscribers, but definitely the most views. I would record people doing embarrassing things, and I would post them, and I had a lot of people say, you know, why would you post that about
follow
me?
People
and I'm like, because it's funny. And that actually got a lot of views. I think that's the highest viewed video. I don't remember the exact number, maybe like 1,000 for the video I recorded of one of my cousins just dancing in her pajamas horribly. So I mean, that's basically just the vlogs of being myself and just being with my friends have gotten the most,
like, just for any future references, are your videos still up? Just in case.
They are, but they are on private.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm deciding, I would re-release videos. You know, once I kind of rebuild myself for the last time, I would definitely re-release things and just show, like, behind, you know, what I've worked with and things like that.
The history.
Exactly.
That makes sense. So, again, what changed your heart, like, every single time that you had different ideas and stuff? What changed you?
I think I was very afraid of every time I would post something, and it would take a long time to kind of even get up to like 50 views. I would think, oh my gosh, people hate this. People hate this. People are taking their views back, which I, you know, now I know you can't do that. But I was just really afraid that people were judging me, and that's why the videos weren't being as popular as they could be. They took off, you know, if I put it on Tumblr, if I put it on Facebook, if I, you know, things like that, they took off. But on YouTube, I was like, why would nobody watch this? Not to, you know, sound like that, but I would, because people would always tell me, you know, how funny and creative I was, or I had a good voice in my covers, and I was just really confused as to why, you know, the count was so low. Because I would, you know, get like, I think one channel had like maybe 125 subscribers, and it had like my videos, their views were all just spread out, like in the numbers. And I was like, this doesn't make sense.
It wasn't like an average, like if one got 50, the other one probably got like 65.
Exactly.
So one probably had like 25, the other one had like 103. So it's like fluctuates like that.
Exactly. And I just felt that every time, you know, if I had one type of channel, then I was like, okay, this base isn't working for me. Let me try something else. Let me try something else. Let me try something else. And then I kind of realized now if I would have just kept going, the base probably would have grown from so many different people. But that's why I kind of have the change of heart now to just redo everything the way I should have done it before. I should have just kept posting what I wanted to post instead of trying to find what people wanted me to post.
So a little bit of back history now. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you started your own, and by own I mean like self-started YouTube channel at 2009. Mm-hmm. But you there was 2 years before 2007 where you had it with other people rather than just yourself.
Yes.
So moving from with other people to yourself, what was the, besides, you know, having company stuff, what was the big change that you had into that?
I think the biggest change was just realizing that I had to kind of do things on my own now. I didn't have enough people to kind of do what I wanted to do. I didn't have enough. I was gone from my friends that I had started with. So I was like, you know what? I just need something to occupy my time. I need something to do. And so, you know, when I could get people over, I would make videos with them. And then, you know, when I couldn't, I just made a cover. I just talked to a camera. Because I feel like, you know, when you have to restart, you know, your life over in another place, especially because I moved back to the Valley from Houston, Texas, because I kind of bounced around a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like, you know, when you have to kind of keep rebuilding yourself, and I only had two friends here to begin with, so, you know, I just needed to keep myself occupied. I needed to keep going, and I just had nothing to do.
Now, with your old friends back in Houston, Texas, have you seen any of them here? Have you gone back and forth lately? Or
I went for my 18th birthday last year, okay. And I saw them, but I didn't. We didn't get to make any videos. We didn't get to, like, relive anything because I was just so tired from flying. And, you know, they had to come down from university in other parts of Texas to come see me. And I had, you know, was just chilling at my old house. So it was just kind of chaotic. And we only had one night together. So it's pretty sad.
So do you still, especially now since you're starting back up again with your final,
yes.
I'm going to say final because this is it, the next big thing. Do you call them or text them and you're just like, hey, do you have any ideas for me? Do you have any advice?
I actually don't. And I feel like I should just because that's kind of how it all started. It all started with Amber on Jazzy Rolly. But I kind of feel like it's just, I'm one of those people, if you tell me to do something, I'm probably going to do the opposite of what you just told me to do. And I don't like people to get offended when I don't take their ideas because I'm one of those people, I'll be like, yeah, that sounds nice. But then I'm like, but I really want to do this. So I just feel like I kind of have to do my own thing. I like to just create things myself. And then if I have to hand you a script because I need you in a video, then that's what I like to do. I'm a control freak. I'll admit that.
Now, again, I feel like I say this all, I feel like I say this so much.
It's okay.
But with your final channel, what do you see with it in a sense? Like, what is your main, how do you put this into words? What is your main content? There you go.
I think because YouTube is actually one of the most segregated websites on the internet, and it's based off race and clicks and things like that, I just kind of want one universal channel that everyone can go to and everyone can relate to because I'm not picking a focus. I'm not going to just stick to one type of thing. I'm just going to post whatever I feel like. If I want to do a cover one day and I want to do a vlog the next day, I want to do a rant the next day, I want to do a hair tutorial the day after that, if I want to show off my crappy makeup skills, you know, on Saturday, that's what I'm going to do. And I'm just going to do what I want. And if people like me, then they'll subscribe. And if they don't, I don't really care about the numbers. I'm just doing this because it makes me happy. And that's what I feel like YouTube started out as. And I feel like that's what the focus should be. I wouldn't even probably sign up as a partner to receive checks for it because I feel like then that would possibly change me to want to create more different content for a check. And I don't ever want it to be like that. I always want it to be fun, and I want to be able to say when this isn't fun anymore, I want to stop.
And you want it to be genuine, like the roots of YouTube.
Exactly.
Makes sense. So you said something about the clicks and about how segregated it is. Can you elaborate on that a little bit more?
I actually found out that, but I found this out about a year and a half ago maybe, because my mom is really into YouTube as well, and she was kind of digging around when she started getting involved with it, and we discovered that YouTube is actually extremely segregated. There's a lot of, you know, the black people watch the black people, the Asian people watch the Asian people, you know, Hispanics watch Hispanics, and so on. So, you know, that was one thing I honestly did not like. I didn't like the idea of people just sticking, you know, to themselves, because I thought, you know, this is the internet. We should all be, like, together. And then I realized, you know, with the clicks, you know, people in the makeup exclusively watch makeup videos and nothing else. And I'm like, this is the internet. Branch out. Expand your knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, my mom, she's one of those people, she's only subscribed to makeup and hair people. And I'm like, Mom, but there's so much more out there that you can look at and discover and learn. And she's like, nope, I like lipstick. And I'm like, okay. So I feel like, you know, we're all separated, and it's fine to, you know, have what you like, but I feel like things should be more inclusive and channels shouldn't be, you know, so exclusive to one topic. I feel like there's so much for everybody to kind of go off on and learn that how can somebody just post one topic? I personally would get bored of just doing one thing every single time I posted. So that's why I really just, I don't think it should be as separated as it is.
Now, do you think, in your opinion, that if you were to say exactly what you were regarding the whole like race thing, like Hispanics watch Hispanics, like that, if you were to state what you are, do you think that'll change your demographic in a sense? Because I know you told me, like, literally right before this, I was helping her get to the studio, and she told me she didn't want to be late because she didn't want to be associated with how, like, oh, black people are always late. And I told her, I've never heard that before. So I feel like that's also the same view as if you were to go on YouTube, like, oh, black people only watch this certain channel, Asian people only watch this. Like, do you think by telling them, like, oh, I'm not just this, I'm actually this, like, it'll change?
I don't think so, just because it's not, like, going to be, like, this huge out there thing that people kind of, like, you know, with makeup people, you can tell, and they're doing things specifically towards them and saying, you know, this is what works for me. And when people always put out that, like, those hashtags, like, black parents be like, which I totally relate to. But, you know, when you kind of make it exclusive or you kind of just go towards yourself, that's when people start to, you know, branch out into their own little cliques and, you know, segregation or whatever on YouTube. But if you take somebody like Shane Dawson or, you know, Ryan Higa, they have fans of everybody, like their demographic. I don't even know if they have a majority demographic because it's so spread out, because it's just there.
They're so general
that it doesn't matter, that just not one sort of person gravitates towards them, which is what I want to do.
Speaking of Ryan Higa and Shane Dawson, I know we were talking about this earlier. What can you say, like, as a clear, distinct fact, like, not fact, but difference between the works of Ryan Higa and Shane, not necessarily, like, content-wise, mm-hmm. but, like, towards how they create their content and what they're going for? Because it was really interesting what you were telling me earlier, and I just wanted you to elaborate on that a little bit again.
I think when it comes to Ryan is like me. He does not care about the dollar sign. If YouTube kind of stopped paying, you know, their main content creators and said, you know, we're just not going to pay you anymore, I feel like Ryan would keep posting. And Shane Dawson elaborates a lot on how much money he spends on his videos. And he even said, you know, I can't keep creating these content because I'm losing money because, the view counter isn't working.
I literally just saw Shane Dawson's face when you were saying that.
Did you really?
I was like, I see it.
Yeah, he does. He elaborates on money. And I feel like if you have to do that, then, you know, that kind of shows a lot of why you're here, why you stayed. Why you were here. You weren't originally being paid, but why you stayed, I feel like he stayed for the check. Because even his videos now have evolved and they're nothing like they were before. But Ryan has always stayed true to himself. And I honestly, if you showed me a video from him now and him maybe like 8 years ago, the only way I would know the difference is because, you know, he doesn't have a baby face anymore and because of the camera quality.
Yeah, camera quality. But everything else has stayed the same.
Exactly.
Like his... No, you're right. I completely see it. For those... I mean, you have a really keen eye for this. Like, I feel like your individuality and your weirdness and your awkwardness, which is a very amazing trait to have, especially if you're going to become a personality, it really does change. Like, you really do see the evolution of you, whether it's good to bad. Like you said, you brought the difference between Shane Dawson from back then to now, and then you have Ryan Higa from back then to now, and they're two completely different things. They started out the same, but now they're like two completely like separate roads.
Exactly.
So now going back to you, although it's been like up and down with your experience, you've been at this for quite a while now. Like, honestly, if I could say, because 2007 was really the good year of YouTube.
Right.
That was the year that everyone, like from Tyler Oakley, if you, for those of you listening who know that is, really had that blow in their subscribers and their views. Like, that's when everyone started, like, that's it. Like, this is it. YouTube is a thing now. So you've been there for that since then.
Mm-hmm.
So you've gotten, although sporadically, like, you've gotten subscribers and viewers and stuff.
Right.
What is the process of that? What do you do to keep them?
To keep them? I don't even know what I did. I really don't. I think it's just people just would like me as a person. Even if I had crappy content, it was just liking me as a person. And I feel like now that's what it is. Like, on every social media platform that I post on, people really like me as a person. And they might not, you know, always agree with my content or what I have to say, but it's always me as a person that helps me maintain my numbers and things like that. Because at the end of the day, you know, I could post something amazing and I could post something crappy, but if you like me as a person, you support the people, you know, you care for.
Mm-hmm.
Even I've, you know, Shane Dawson posts videos I don't agree with. Any YouTuber can post things I don't agree with, but I like them as a person and I still give them my support because I see them as good people.
Mm-hmm. So, you were also telling me earlier that you do a lot of promoting.
Yes.
Like, I tell you not, I feel like this girl can, like, advertise, what is it, Jenny Craig? And, like, get people to, like, this girl promotes like crazy. Like, what is, like, how do you promote?
Honestly, my favorite thing to promote on is Snapchat. That is my favorite thing in the entire world. And I would just take the videos that I would make on Snapchat and I'd post them on Facebook and I'd post them on Instagram, and some of them were on my Tumblr. And I would just be like, if you want to see more crazy things like this, follow my Snapchat. Or like, I would just put whatever link I wanted there and I'd say, follow this and follow that. And that's, you know, how I think I was able to build that platform, is people just saw it as a normal thing and it wasn't really like this in your face, obviously I'm trying to make a check kind of thing. It was just me being weird, and I just wanted other people to enjoy my weirdness with me, because I take a lot of pride in that. That's something I've never been ashamed about, is being odd or weird. And I will post the craziest things on Snapchat, and if people like it, then they'll continue to follow me and my numbers would kind of grow. And that's basically what I mainly use to promote myself, because that's what people are drawn to the most. And if I have anything important to say, it's up there for 24 hours. And if you see it, you see it. And if not, the message will spread, kind of. So I really just like being able to have that personal Snapchat interaction with people, and people can snap me back. And it's just my favorite platform. And Instagram, it doesn't kind of really work out, just mm-hmm. because I feel like my Instagram persona and my Snapchat persona and my Facebook persona and my Twitter persona are all very different, which is why I've never been able to stick to a click of YouTube. Mm-hmm. So Snapchat is my favorite persona to kind of advertise on.
Because
so,
it's slightly more raw, you know?
It is. It's raw. It's raw. It's in the moment. And, you know, I can make a 10-second story saying what I need to say, or I can make it like 45 minutes, which I have done. So
a 45-minute story.
Yeah, it actually had to spread out over like 2 days, but it was the same continuation of a story. Because every time I had a break, I would like continue the story, pick back up.
Let me tell you what's up. Continues on for 2 days.
Exactly. And people really like my dream Snapchats, where I will like have like a really weird dream and I'll come back and I'll like kind of relay the dream to them. And I always have really weird dreams. So people really like me to post about those, and people like me to do just random rants on topics. And I've even done like movie nights with my friends on Facebook. And, you know, like on Snapchat, where I'll like start binge watching a season of something, or I'll watch a movie and I'll kind of just make a bunch of commentary, and people just love to like snap back and follow along with it. And I feel like that's kind of what's gotten people to really like, you know, things I post.
So would you kind of say that your upcoming YouTube channel is your Snapchat, basically, into a more, I would say, medium?
Yeah, it's just going to be basically the medium for my Snapchat.
So you're just going to like hold up and be like, hey, what's up? So you guys remember this?
Yeah, I just really want it to be, I want my YouTube to reflect my Snapchats, but I don't want it to be solely,
Snapchat
persona.
Yeah.
I have a different persona for like every social media platform.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not that it's not my own persona, but it's just that I have so many different things in my mind that I kind of try to stick one with each.
Well, it's all you, but it just changes, you know?
Exactly. Like, and so that's what I want my YouTube. I want it to be a collaboration of kind of like all those personas coming together.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of like the medium for the Facebook and the Snapchat and the Instagram and everything.
So you've probably tested out like a whole bunch of things when it came to promoting, making content. Like, what? Now I'm just gonna go for the, like, not to sound really bad, but let's going from like the failures mm-hmm. of the learning failures. I mean, what has stuck out to you the most? Like, not in a sense of experience wise, but what has happened for you to be like, oh, okay, maybe I need to do something differently, you know? Like,
ooh, I think it's gotta come from, I mean, honestly, I think it just comes from negativity.
Mm-hmm.
It comes from insecurity and negativity. And I've definitely learned, do not let your insecurity show, because it definitely reads on camera. It reads in what you write. It reads in everything you do. And when you put out, you know, insecurity, then you get negativity back.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell people, even if you don't know what you're talking about, if you sound like the most confident person in the world, somebody's going to believe you, whether you're right, wrong, or whether you just made something up. Somebody's going to believe you because you sound confident in what you're saying. So I think that's kind of what the main lesson was stay confident.
Yeah, I mean, look at Donald Trump.
I don't think confidence is going to get him much farther in the next couple weeks.
Oh, hopefully not. Oh, okay, this isn't a political show. I'm sorry I had to go there, folks. But you know what I mean.
We all do.
Hashtag feel the burn. Joking. No, I'm not. So do you think you have an average of subscribers and viewers? I mean, they're two separate things. Mm-hmm. So let's just split it up. What is your average subscriber count? Let's just say.
I think if I were to add up everything, average subscriber count, I would say about 500.
Dang!
Off of everything that I've done, I would say 500. But if we're going off a total, every type of social media that I have been on, I would say 1,200. Average. Maybe a little more, could be less, you know, if you go into statistics margin of error. But again, you know, that's starting from the bottom. That's starting from 2009. And I worked for that number. Even though the number doesn't matter to me in the sense of, oh my gosh, I'm popular, it matters to me and wow, look how many people I touched or possibly scarred for life. You know, however you see my oddness, it may help you, it may freak you out, but I mean, look at how many people I've reached.
Yeah, you know, it's like what they say, you're not living, you know, if you actually do things, you're living by how many people you've touched. That's why, like, if when I die, I'm going to make sure my funeral is going to be packed.
Oh my gosh.
Not to be morbid, but I don't think that's morbid. I would be like, you know.
A little bit, but I know where you were going with
it. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, right? It's just like if something were to happen to you, you want to have like a base of people like, oh, these are the people that know me.
These are the people that cared.
Yeah, these are people that I have personally touched and that if something ever happened to me, they got my back.
And I've had people like who have, you know, been negative online and I've had people come to my defense.
Like, yo.
People I don't even know. So I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Somebody who doesn't even know me is sticking up for me.
Like what, give us an example. Like what did someone say? And then what did someone say like in a reply to defend you?
I remember that somebody told me that I was fat and I was ugly. And I was not, you know, the smallest kid. I will admit that. I'm definitely a lot smaller now that I'm out of my 7th grade awkward phase that kids now don't seem to go through.
Thank you! Oh my gosh, you understand!
Yes! I'm like, I don't trust you kids. You're not ugly yet.
Yes! Thank you! Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm sorry, continue.
So I feel like, you know, going through that, and my 7th grade awkward phase, I think, lasted until the end of 12th grade, until prom. So, you know, it's just when people would call that out on me or they would say, oh, my God, you can't sing. And I get like really upset about that because my voice is like I love, I'm not like saying like I love my voice. I love to sing. And I had never been told that I couldn't sing. And that was like the first time hearing it from a stranger online. I was like, these people don't know me, so it must be true. And then this one girl who always came to my defense, there were a lot of people who did, but this one girl in particular, she was from Germany, I believe.
International.
Oh, yeah. A lot of them were international. I don't know how I racked up all the international people, but they would, you know, she was like, don't even pay attention to that because I know you by what you post, and I know that you know that's not true. She would never, like, tear other people down. Nobody would ever tear people down who tore me down. They would build me up rather than tear other people down, and that's what I really respected about the people who followed me. Because I don't like to tear other people down to build myself up. If you want to tear me down, fine, but I'm going to build myself up because of me. I'm not going to tear you down so I look better.
Of course. Like, you can't, I mean, yes, fight fire with fire, but like that's a different type of fire that you really don't want to get burned in.
Exactly. Well, I don't think anybody wants to get burned in any type of fire, but that's what I really liked is they knew me well enough to know that was different.
So again, like you are currently at Pierce. Mm-hmm. So does this have anything to do with your major currently? Or?
Actually, I am going to transfer to UCLA. Well, hopefully transfer to UCLA. I'm on the right path. I got it. Just got to keep my grades up. And I want to major in film and television.
Oh, there you go. It's perfect for you.
I want to get a PhD in media. So, I mean, that tells you how far I want to go with this.
Look, if you become the next TV sensation, movie sensation, internet sensation, I'll be here being the next Ryan Seacrest sensation.
All right, then.
Ryan Seacrest, if you are listening, I am taking your job.
Oh, watch out, Ryan.
You think I'm lying, but I'm not.
I've always wanted to take Kendall Jenner's job.
I can see you. I could see you doing that. Why not?
Watch out, Kendall.
Mm. Watch out, Jenners. You got competition. So, so you want this to become a potential career? Not necessarily from YouTube itself, but like the experience of making your videos and stuff.
Definitely. I really want to act. Mm-hmm. That is my main thing. That's always been what I've done ever since I was young. Acting, singing, horribly dancing. But I'm working on it. I'm working on it because I really want to do a dance movie. And I've been looking, you know, for agents. And I've been looking for, you know, just a way to kind of get out there. And, you know, if I did do a movie or a TV show or even a commercial, that could still get, you know, people to come towards my channel, which could still help.
So are you doing, like, you know? Central Casting and or LA Casting or anything of that?
I actually was really looking into a lot of those. Mm-hmm. I was, like, really going into depth because I know a lot of people who do those. The problem is I don't drive. So I'm trying to, I got to find a way to get to point A to point B and not lose money.
I think Central Casting is in Burbank, so it's not all that far. I don't know where technically where your area is, so I don't know, like, what your bus routes is. But
I've never taken the bus.
Oh, okay.
I've taken the bus once in America.
It's heinous.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I've taken the bus once in California, maybe 4 times in America, and about 100 times in Mexico. I love the Mexico bus. I really do. It's so cheap. They're so nice. Like,
I don't know. I hate taking the bus. That's why I got a car.
Oh, lucky you.
Hello. It's all hard work. You have hard work. You can do this.
Oh, I know.
Honestly.
But I just... The cars are expensive.
Look, all I'm going to say is that you have the look. You have the name. Like, can you... I don't think I could do your name justice. Please say your name.
Jalen Michaela Taylor.
Say it one more time.
Jalen Michaela Taylor.
Do you guys hear that ring? I can't even. I have lost my ability to even.
When I was younger, my parents called me Jalen Michaela Pretty Baby Taylor.
It's true. Your parents are right.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you know, Beyonce status. No, okay, see, look, you guys probably don't believe me, but she really does look like Beyonce. She has similarities.
I don't think I look like Beyonce at all.
Lies.
But thank you.
I feel like I need to put, like, a face side by side to this. Okay, well, I'm sorry. Your name is still ringing at the top of my head right now. Like, I honestly see it in the lights. Like, it's there.
That's not even my full name. My full legal name is 36 letters, but this is too long. We'd be here for, like, another hour.
Oh, okay. I mean, we got time, so. No, we don't. I wish. Okay, final question.
All right.
And maybe I'm going to ask you to do something if you're down for it.
Okay.
Do you have any guests in mind, just in case?
I really, really want to work with Damon Fizzy.
Boom.
I really do. Damon Fizzy or Ryan Higa. I've actually reached out to Ryan, but I never got anything back.
So listen, all the airwaves. If you guys can help, you guys know who to contact. Okay. With the amount of time I have left, do you have any original, like, songs or, like, at the top of your head? Like,
oh, man. Original? Actually, I do not. I don't have any originals.
Just for, like, other purposes, can you hum some, like, can you, like, nah. Okay, I'm a better singer than that. Can you do that without saying any of the words?
Can I, all right, I'm gonna do Justin Bieber song.
Okay, don't say any of the words, though. Yeah, okay, so that's whoever said that you can't sing is a liar. That's like, just humming, though.
I'm a loud singer, like, when I'm quiet, I'm like, oh,
belt
gosh,
it out in
sucks.
The shower.
Exactly.
I mean, dude, it's a shower. The sound system in the shower is, like, better than anything I've ever heard before, so...
It is.
Yeah. I mean, before we head off, because we're almost... I think we're... hopefully, we have a little bit more time. Would you like to promote yourself? Just another added medium to this. Snapchat, Tumblr, Twitter.
I want to give out my Snapchat because that is, you know, that's the best place to reach me. And that's the best place for updates. If you want to follow me on Snapchat, you can follow me at jmikaetay, which is J-A-E... M-I-K-A-E-T-A-Y.
Twitter, Tumblr, or no?
Yeah, let's leave that alone for now.
You'll figure it out later.
You'll figure it out. Let's see if you like my Snapchat first, and then, you know, if you want to continue the weirdness, you can follow that. But those are only for the real dedicated, like the diehards, you know?
Do you have a fan base name in mind?
I don't yet, but I really want one.
I'm going to help you with that.
All right, I'm down for that.
Okay. Unfortunately, that is all the time we have today. Thank you for tuning in with Talking with Tubers on KPCRadio.com. I am your host, Patrick Ramos, And I would like to give a special thank you to my very special guest, Jalen Michaela Taylor.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Honestly, like, it's one day I'm gonna look at you in the stars in the internet. I'm gonna be like, I interviewed her one time.
You interviewed me first.
Yes. Yes. Okay, I feel special now. Okay, and unfortunately that is the time. And remember, kids, look both ways before crossing the street. Bye.